on Saturday evening, we have the Easter Vigil. And again, this is a very ancient liturgy and gets us right back to how the early followers of Christ commemorated and rejoiced in the celebration of the resurrection. And the liturgy that we have now brings together different traditions, brings together traditions from Rome, from the Holy Land, from different parts of the world, and has come together in the Roman Rite. And we begin by gathering outside the church. We gather in the dark. We light a fire. And from that fire, we light the Paschal candle, which is the symbol of Christ risen among us. And we carry the lighted candle into the darkened church. And we light our own candles from that. And in that light, we then sing an ancient prayer, which is the Exalted, which reflects on the history of salvation. It reflects on creation, the fall of humanity, and our redemption in Christ, and that Christ is raised from the dead by God, and therefore we have life, and we have life as the living body of Christ. And that's the Easter proclamation. That's what our faith is. Having sung the Exalted, we then listen to the readings. And the full liturgy is a whole series of readings, starting from Genesis, the story of creation, the redemption of the people of Israel from Egypt, going through the different prophets, all the way through, leading us towards the gospel, which is the gospel of the resurrection. And we read the Old Testament by the light of the Paschal candle. So we try to keep the church as dark as possible. So just to remind ourselves, it's a very stark reminder that we're reading the history of salvation in the light of the resurrection. Once we've been through the Old Testament, then we sing the Gloria, which is something we haven't sung since the beginning of Lent, and the Easter Alleluia. And in singing that Alleluia and the Gloria, we're rejoicing in the resurrection, and the church is lit and decorated at that point, and then we read the Gospel of the Resurrection. Once the Liturgy of the Word has been completed, what is important is that we remind ourselves and we witness to each other the faith of which we're part, and we renew our baptismal promises. This, traditionally, was the time for baptism and was the time for people to become members of the church. The catechumens had completed their preparation and they were baptized and received into the communion of the church. And in recent years, we have, in the Latin church, we have rediscovered that, particularly through the rite of Christian initiation of adults. And you will find that in many, many churches throughout our country, certainly, people will either be received into full communion with the church or they will be baptized. And this is the right time to do it. And in celebrating baptism, we're celebrating that we believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and it is important enough for us to be part of that. And it's important enough for us to be glad when people share in that belief and are welcomed into the church. And so holy water is blessed, the font is filled, and people are baptized, and all those who are present renew their own baptismal promises at that time. And then we move into the celebration of the Eucharist as we would at any great celebration, and we commemorate the life that is given to us through the Eucharist, and that is particularly poignant and relevant as we celebrate the resurrection. And you find that it's a great celebration, and after having had the church quite plain and simple, most churches are decorated warmly with flowers and candles and light, and there's a real sense of a new life, and that's particularly the case when people are being received or baptized into the church, and it really adds something to the celebration, I think.
So we go really from solemnity to great joy.
You do, and you can be joyous and solemn at the same time, and that is often the case. And I think that's one of the interesting and rather nice things about the Easter Vigil, that it is solemn. And you get a real sense of the movement into light and into life. And the great symbols are light, life, water, and a real sense of renewal and resurrection.